Well, 2020 Anzac Day will be remembered in the history books. Coronavirus restrictions mean no families waving Australian flags through the marches in capital cities. No last post played at RSL clubs. No two up at the local pub. But we can still do our bit to honour veterans past and present. Darren Chester is the Federal Minister for Veterans Affairs. He joins me on the line. Minister, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Well, thank you. And it's been an extraordinary morning already to see our very grateful nation saying thank you for your service to all our serving men and women, both throughout our history and those who serve today, and thank you to their families who support them. I've been amazed to see how Australians have come out in such great numbers in their own lounge rooms, front driveways, front paddocks, front lawns. They've been quite incredible. I'm just blown away by the support the Australian community is showing to our veterans today.
Yeah, in some ways, it's almost a greater activity of respect, because you've got to do it voluntarily. You've got to do it at the wrong end of the morning. And you're doing it not with other people and encouraged by other people to go along to dawn services or marches. That's the easy part. But to do it on your own, without maybe anyone watching you in a street, and being on your own in that way means a lot.
I think so. And I've always thought that Anzac Day was a very personal thing when we pause for that minute silence. But we've always done it in a very public way as well. So to have it done now out of the public eye, and then to see that people have gone to great lengths to get the kids up and have a breakfast or whatever it might be, watch the National Service, which I thought was also terrific in Canberra this morning. I thought they really did us proud there, because none of us could go to a service today. So to have that National Service broadcast and for such a strong performance by the Australian Defence Force personnel, by the veterans who were there, and everyone else, the Prime Minister and Wing Commander Sharon Bowne, I thought they all spoke very, very well. So it was a very moving service, I thought. I thought it was respectful, and it hit the right note. So there's a couple of tears in my eyes, I've got to say, when they started talking about hope for the future and how we've been through challenging times before as a nation, and we've got through them, and we'll get through this as well. So just great to see that that respect today.
I made the point at the start of this program that it is a tough time for many elderly veterans who are self-isolating, who may be on their own. There's no one to pick them up and take them to the parade or the dawn service. And in many ways, they are probably at their loneliest because Anzac Day hasn't lived up to what they expected 6 months ago.
You're spot on. The old guys are the ones that I worry the most about today. It's an emotional day anyway, Anzac Day, for our veterans, and it's difficult for some, even in good years, but to not be able to catch up with your mates is a real problem for us. So we are encouraging people who have an older member of their family who's a veteran or someone they know who's still serving today, just to get on the phone or Skype or whatever way you like to contact them and say good day and say a simple thank you for your service. But the one bit of hope I'd want to hold out for you, Chris, is that this year marks the 75th anniversary of the end of World War II. Mm. August 15th is the 75th for the victory in the Pacific, and we're aiming towards having a big commemorative event on that day.
Right.
And if we keep tracking well in this health crisis, that we'll hopefully be able to be in a position where social distancing is something that we talk about in history books rather than talk about every day.
Yeah.
But if we get to a point where we can have more public gatherings in a couple of months' time for that 75th anniversary, I think that would be very good for our veterans. And do you know, we've still got about 14,000 of our World War II veterans alive today. I mean, they're all in their 90s, some of them are in their 100s, but they're out and about still, and we'd love to be able to put on a great commemorative event for them on August 15th.
There's also a Veterans and Families Counselling Service that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's called the Open Arms, and I wanted to give people a number, 1-800-011-046, 1-800-011-046. But as you say, pick up the telephone. It's only a call, but it means so much to those who are on their own.
Well, thank you so much for giving the Open Arms number a mention as well, Chris, because that Open Arms service actually came about through Vietnam veterans after the Vietnam War establishing a counselling service, which has now gone right across the veteran community.
Right.
And provides that free counselling for all veterans and their families 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And the toughest thing, I think, for a lot of us to do is to actually put our hands up and say we need a bit of help.
Yeah.
So there's no shame in that. And we've tried to reduce the stigma of mental health in our community.
Exactly. I've got to leave it there. Minister, thank you very much for your time. We'll-